Hello, everyone. My name is Ken Yuzinski, and this is...
Janelle Yuzinski.
And we are so thankful that you've joined us to journey in this 9-day novena to the Divine Mercy. Today is a special day. Today is...
Good Friday.
Good Friday, the day that Jesus Christ offered himself for our salvation. Mm-hmm. And so we're responding to the call of Jesus Christ to... welcome his mercy into the world, and we want to thank you for joining us on this journey, because I think right now, what do you think, Janelle, that the world could use Jesus and some mercy?
Yes, we can all benefit from God's mercy.
And so we just wanted to respond to the challenges of the times that we see around us and welcome you and people just to seek God. Mm-hmm. These videos are going to be split up into two parts. So number one, we're going to offer a reflection on the topic of the day, and the second part is going to be praying the Chaplet of Mercy. So day number one,
we are praying today for all mankind, especially all sinners, and immerse them in the ocean of my mercy. In this way, you will console me in the bitter grief into which the loss of souls plunges me.
So
the first thing that comes to my mind right now is that, you know, that there is a loss of souls, mm-hmm. that is a reality. And sometimes we kind of think that maybe that's just nobody ever... is lost. Nobody ever actually goes to hell. Mm-hmm. But it says right here that is a reality for some souls.
Yeah, we got to remember too that has been the longstanding tradition of the church, that salvation is not guaranteed. That mm-hmm. God has given us free will, and we can choose to accept God's will or reject it, accept his grace or reject it. And mm-hmm. That's what stood out to me too when I was reading the readings. We don't talk about usually ahead of time what we're going to say. So.
No, but I was just also thinking, like, it's obvious around us that the society is kind of breaking down and falling apart. And things that are, you know, very contrary to Christ's teachings are being endorsed, you know, encouraged, congratulated. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like we're celebrating things that are actually really not good for
gravely
us.
Gravely immoral, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And when I was reading this morning... two things stood out to me. Number one, that Jesus' heart is grieved mm-hmm. when a soul is lost. And number two, that a soul can be lost. So when his soul is grieved when a soul is lost, I thought of an example. Imagine that one of our, we have five children. And imagine one of our children comes to us after we've raised them. They come of age, let's say 20 years old, and they just come to us and say, "We want nothing to do with you. Mm-hmm. We reject you. You're no longer my father. You're no longer my mother. I'm on my own. Goodbye." I mean, I can't imagine that ever happening. I can't imagine that the pain that would cause me. Mm-hmm. And I love him perfectly. And here Jesus says, today we celebrate the day he goes on the cross and gives absolutely everything for us. And he talks about the mm-hmm. pain that a soul causes him when they say no to his invitation mm-hmm. to be in relationship. That's what it is, a rejection of an invitation to be in a love relationship for all eternity. And
so obviously that would cause deep grief.
Well, I can't. I'm just thinking it would cause me great grief yes. as a parent. I can't imagine Christ, right? Mm-hmm. Who loves more perfectly, infinitely. Mm-hmm. And his sacrifice for that soul on the cross is wasted. And so the other thing that really stands out to me is that a soul actually can be lost. Mm-hmm. And that causes the pain. Like, the soul can be lost. And I just think we just don't talk about the reality of hell anymore. I think about the state of the church, or just as Catholics. So what does the average Catholic believe? The Pew Research Center surveyed over 4,000 Catholics, and the results are shocking. Regarding abortion, 50% of Catholics said it is wrong. 83% of regular attenders said abortion is wrong. Now, a Catholic should not receive the author of life, Jesus, in the Eucharist if they believe killing life, the baby in the womb, is okay. Now, regarding homosexual acts, 64% believed that this behavior is acceptable or not an issue. Regarding gender identity, 47% of Catholics believed a person could use the bathroom of their choice. Now, the bathroom, according to the survey, did not have to correspond to their gender. Regarding contraception, 89% of Catholics believed it was either morally acceptable or not a moral issue. And 8% said contraception is morally wrong. And so what we're talking about with these issues is mortal sin. objectively speaking, mortal sin. And some might be saying, Ken, you're judging people. Like, how can you judge somebody? I'm like, well, we're not judging a person. We have to judge acts. We have to judge behavior. We have to be able to distinguish between right and wrong. And in fact, scripture says in 1 Corinthians 2:15, he that is spiritual judges all things. So I would encourage you, be a judgmental Catholic. You have to be able to say something's right or something's wrong in order to make moral choices. And when we reject Christ and his teachings, we lose the grace of God. And we place our souls in peril of eternal loss. And Jesus is saying, this is who we need to pray for. Mm-hmm. Those who are not in friendship, who have lost sanctifying grace.
Mm-hmm. And the good news is?
The good news is?
Mercy is for all. Mercy is now.
Mercy is now. Mercy is for all. Yeah. I would add something.
Go ahead.
Mercy is for only those who ask. Mm-hmm. It's available. So what we can do is we can maybe win grace for people so they are given the grace to be able to ask for mercy for themselves.
Mm-hmm. What a great intention to offer up to these mm-hmm. Divine Mercy Chaplet mm-hmm. for. Mm-hmm.
So let's pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of our dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world,
for the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, we offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world,
for the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
and atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you my body and blood, the soul and divinity of my day, blood, the Son, all of Jesus Christ.
Atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of the sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of the sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of the sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world.